love that fucker, though. Welcome to the Alski Show. Episode number 8 getting underway. I just want to give a couple of shout-outs. The Darks giveaway number 6 went to Rocks Art. The winner, Rocks Art. Give him a follow on Instagram. Big shout-out to Us vs. The Buff for posting the video, Rustos All Day, SRS Crew, my brother BZ and Cypher. Little bit of sad news. Victor's wife, Margarita, passed away this week. So make sure you go to www.gofundme.com/Don Victor. Make a donation. $1 helps. Everything helps. Big shout out to Stickified. Whatever you need, we got you. We're trying to help out. I'd like to thank Fuck the Graph DVD for donating DVDs for our giveaways. Big shout out to Vic too, and go fuck yourself. JR in the house. I want to wish my boy JN a happy birthday. His birthday just passed. Big shout out to JN. AA Mob, check out Moody's Moody Mutt's site, www.moodyproducts.com. Another shout out goes out to Jocelot and Chris RWK. Thanks a lot for coming out and painting out in Jersey for my brother Payne. Rest in peace. Everybody, be sure to keep your eyes open on IG. Here Comes the Payne. It's a tribute art show in celebration of Payne. December 13th, I believe, is the date. 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We'll have featured artwork, you know, for Payne and whatnot. So if you'd like to send something in with a Payne piece on a canvas or a subway map, send it to OT City, P.O. Box 680066, Corona, New York, 11368. And at this time, I'd like to bring in our guests, Edo and Lex from the Bronx.
Yeah.
What's up?
Goody bop.
Goody bop.
Wagwan.
All right. That sounds pretty unique to me. So let's get down and dirty right into the business of things. Basically, what year did you start writing? Edo.
Well, you could say I started writing 2013. I've been doing graph for like a while, but like I really started coming out in 2013.
Same.
You too, Lex?
Mm-hmm.
Caused a lot of damage.
Well, I don't want to say that.
Listen, I don't think anybody's gonna rat you out. I mean, I if that's the shit, I mean, the Alski Show must be really fucking clocking the charts. But hopefully, one day it will.
We go
but
hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga.
Go hard on the paint. So, you basically 2013, and you just started killing shit. Okay, you haven't killed shit. So tell us what's the future looking like? I mean, all cities around the world. What's the deal? What are you? Oh, of course. I mean, I like talking a lot of shit. So eventually, you're gonna be like, shut the fuck up, and you know that type of shit. But so you started in 2013. You two, Lex?
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm.
And you're from the Bronx.
Yeah, from the Boogie Down, South Bronx, all day.
Big shout out to the Bronx. A lot of great writers come from the Bronx. Yeah.
Very proud.
Who were your inspirations? I mean, you could both chime in at the same time. There's no, you know, A, B, or C.
Like in my neighborhood, I grew around like Case Tool, you know, YE, you know, people like that.
Right, right.
And, like, you know, I really chilled with them in the hood, like, I, you know? And just me living in the Bronx is just like graffiti, you know, it's like all graffiti.
It's everywhere. It's undeniable. Everywhere. Every kid growing up in the Bronx has a tag name by like 11.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's true. If they didn't have one, they made one up.
Yeah, you got to get down with the get down for sure.
So how long have you two been an item, so to speak? Bombing partners?
For about a year now.
Yeah, like a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And what got you into the graffiti game?
I've always actually been into graph. Mm-hmm. So, you know, me and my cousin, when we were young, we used to be like little toys walking around with fucking king-size Sharpie markers, writing all over Westchester Avenue. And then, like, a few years ago, one of my homies was just like, yo, if you're really into this, you should just do it. Because he was actually really into it, too. And, you know, besides my cousin, it was a while that I had even met anybody who was kind of, like, into this shit. Everybody else is like, you know, it's definitely for a certain type of people. So he was just
it's
like,
it's a
you
lifestyle.
Know, yeah,
right?
Definitely.
It
so
definitely is.
He was just like, you know, you should just get into this. So I'm like, all right. And I picked up Montana's because I had no idea about racking paint at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to some tracks in the back of Dykeman, and I did a horrible fucking straight line. It was, like, very terrible. But I would just never forget that feeling, you know? And that's what's kept me going.
The knees knocking.
Yeah, all the above. It
the
felt
adrenaline
like love.
Rush. Yeah. I actually remember the first time I did a film. That shit, like, scared the shit out of me all by myself. But Who were inspirations to you, Lex?
Coming up in the game, like when I was younger, I guess it's pretty hard to say just because my entire neighborhood was fucking bombed. Mm-hmm. But in like the last, you know, I would say like in recent years, Store was a huge influence.
Mm-hmm.
STOR? STOR, Store, BBB. Was fucking amazing. He's like so influential. And then obviously Miss 17 as well, just from like a female point of view. Mm-hmm. I think she likes to do a lot of spots that I like to do, or rather I like to do a lot of spots that she likes to do.
Right.
Like, you know, she's always in the hood. She does like these heaven spots too. Like, she's a very well-rounded bomber, and I definitely channel my inner Miss 17 every time I bomb. Like, you know what I mean? I definitely,
What other female writers you like?
I love Miss Claudia Gold, Claw Money. Mm-hmm. My homegirl Violet. Shout out to my homegirl Violet on the left coast. But I got to be honest, that's like... Oh, and Miss Reds, too. I've never met her.
I met Reds.
Yeah, she's
she gets busy.
Sick writer. Yeah. She's a
nice
sick
nice color
writer.
Combos.
Mm-hmm. When I was like trying to learn how to piece, like I had a whole photo album in my phone of like Miss Red's pieces because I wanted to do my pieces just like her. Mm-hmm. It did not come out anything close.
Yeah, she's nasty
to the goal,
with a spray
but,
can.
Yeah,
I've seen
she's
her
filthy.
Paint.
Mm-hmm. She's dope.
She's very, very, very talented. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I run into her. I'm going to try to get up to Art Basil, however you want to pronounce it.
Tomato, tomato.
Well, I'm Italian. I say Basil. You know, these people in Florida say Basil.
No, no, no. I'm from New York. I say Basel.
You say Basel?
Yeah.
Do you? Oh, my God. That must be an Italian thing, man. I say Basel. It's Basil Agola. I don't know how you say it in Spanish, but I don't know.
Basil?
Basil, like Brazil? Basil. See, he says Basil.
When I'm talking about Italian seasoning, I
yeah,
say
well,
Basil.
I think they named it Art
Basil.
To me, it sounds like Art Basil, but regardless, whatever. I'm gonna try to get up there. Yeah, shout out to Verse and 004 Connect. Got pretty good paint too. What's your favorite paint, Rusto?
Well, I love Rusto. My
anything
favorite colors
free.
Is just blue.
Freeze me.
Freeze me.
Freeze me.
$3.99 five finger discount.
Five finger discount.
I know it.
I don't know. I mean I like any type of paint. I mean I'm on this speed shit. That speed shit is good.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I haven't used it. It was Montana, right?
Yeah. It's real good shit. It's got real good pigment. It took me 20 minutes to scrape the shit off of my fingers.
I mean, Montana's fantastic. I'm just not going to pay for it.
Well, I've used pretty much all the Montanas, but that speed, the black, caught a couple of tags. I did actually a fill-in. Couldn't get the paint off. It looked like I put my fingers in grease. And it was all black. Couldn't get that shit off. 20 minutes. And it was still there. All right. So, forget the paint part. Everybody pretty much has the same answer. You know, free is me, Rusto, and all of that other shit.
I just feel like, too, like the whole thing with Rusto is that when you see it on the street, you know what's a Montana feeling, what's a Molotov feeling, what's a Rusto feeling, you know? Yeah. I feel like there's something really gangster about, like, a solid, huge Rusto feeling. You know what I mean? You know it took time.
Plus the drips, too.
Yeah, me doing a Russell feeling, like, it's like I'm attacking the wall. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah,
hey, I want to get out
really
of here.
We are really out here. Montana, free 99, low pressure feelings.
I like the dusters, though. The dusters give it more character because when you got a solid feeling, you know, an illegal spot, not a legal spot, when you're bombing, if your shit is too crispy, then it's like, you know, you had a truck covering you or something.
Yeah, something.
But when you get those nice dusters with a fat, thick outline, you know, it has character, in my opinion, you know, like you're on the run.
Yeah, you know? Like, you know, I was here, but I'm out. I gotta go.
It's like 1, 2, 3, peace, see you later type of shit. But so what's your outtake on outlook on like the art part of it? I mean, because you're strictly bombers.
What, like piecing and stuff like that?
Well, you know, like the art shows and, you know, Canvas for Sale and all these people going through Bushwick.
Like, let's say me doing an art show, like, I'd probably be nervous about it, you know, because, like, ain't nothing legal about my shit, you know? So it's like me doing an art show is like, oh, like, maybe it's a setup, you know, for me. You know? I'm setting myself up for it, you know?
All right, well, that's the old mentality type of shit. I mean,
I'm not gonna lie. Every graph show that I've ever been to, VS has showed up at one point or another. So
absolutely,
it's like I don't even understand the logic behind it.
They're probably outside taking pictures and trying to figure shit out. But that's true. I hear that a lot. Me personally, I really don't give a fuck. But
that'll get me nervous.
So you wouldn't get into that art scene then?
I don't know,
no?
Like,
no.
I would want to, but like it's nothing legal about me. You know, like.
All right, so you're strictly
illegal.
I could
do a canvas, you know, that's as legal as I can get, you know, but besides that, it's like, I don't know.
Do you like selling canvases?
Yeah, well, I sold a few canvases, actually.
And it's not bad, right? It's pretty cool when people pay for that shit.
It's just like, it makes me feel good, you know, like somebody wants some of my art, you know? Like,
absolutely.
Like, yo, can you do a canvas? I'll buy it. Like, I'll do it, you know, they pay for it. And, you know, it's like, wow, you know, somebody out there actually wants my shit.
So we already know you're just strictly bombing. You're dead against buying Montanas unless someone gives it to
you. Don't get me wrong. I brought Montanas, you know, twice, you know. Like,
basically, what I'm getting at is so what was your biggest rack?
Woo!
Guys, I like her. I like her. She's like ready to jump in on it.
She might have a good story. I mean, like, I do a dolo most of the time, you know, just go and just
rack what you need for the day.
Yeah.
I think, like, the most legendary day, one time me and my homeboy Serve, shout out to Serve R2B.
Shout him out.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out that man. Man, we had a really great day. Like, I feel like the gods were with us this day. We did 3 walkouts.
Shout out to the paint gods.
Yeah, shout out to the paint gods. Thank you very much. I'm blessed.
With the little metal ball, it's my favorite. Click, 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 click.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. We did
paint gods.
3
I never heard
Home
it that
Depots back to back and came off with walkouts on every single goddamn last one of them. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Shopping carts, jacket loads, shopping carts.
Shopping carts, every single one. I don't even know how it all fit. It didn't all fit in the trunk by the end of the day. We were filling up the back seat, too.
Yeah. Oh, I've done those back in the day. I love that. That's the best feeling.
Yeah,
the best
it was
feeling.
Best. That was like one of the best racking days I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
For sure.
We came off with over 1,000 cans one day. And my car was so loaded, it was hitting the floor. And back then, there was, you know, really no low riders. Everything was like, you know, that fat tire, raised up look type of shit.
You created a low rider.
Yeah. That's when the low... Well, the handling was pretty good considering all the paint in the back. Back seats, on the floor, underneath my feet. It was insane.
So what was it? It was like Rustos?
Yeah. Yeah, Rustos and Krylons.
Right, Krylons.
Krylons.
I got a few old Krylons.
I love Krylon, but the new shit is garbage.
The new shit got a fan cab. It's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, well, I'm not really crazy about the quality of a Rusto today. I like the old kills.
I don't know about the old kills. I just know about the kills is out right now.
That shit is... good shit.
I like kills.
Kills paint, all kills. That's a kid in Brooklyn. That's my boy. Maybe I pronounced it wrong. The kills cans.
Yeah, kills.
I say all kills because shout out to all kills out in Brooklyn. If they made color, I think that would have been pretty fucking good.
What, like kills color?
Yeah.
I think if they just made primer black, that'd be gangster. Yeah. All I would paint with was kills.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
The whites are great.
Fantastic.
Now, I bought some, someone racked, so I bought the odorless kills.
Yeah.
Watery.
Watery?
You need the original. So if you're going to rack, just rack
it's
the original.
It's good to know.
Because the odorless one, not really feeling it. Vic, how'd you like that kills can that we used the other night? Nice. You liked it? Watered down shit? You still liked it? Oh, he's old school. I know I'm old school, but I like to get with the new shit. I mean, let's not talk shit about Vic too, because Vic too is
shout out to Vic too
doing his thing. He's a Montana man. He said it before. He's making that chatter.
Montana,
making that chatter. Yeah, all right. That's what's up. But we got this go fuck yourself thing going on. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Vic, you want to chime in for a minute? Come say what's up. Come on.
He's busy over there peacing right now.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We're giving him the connect the dots. Mr. Street Bomber. Shout out to the brother. Shout him out.
He's been logging on a lot of streets.
Yeah. Wherever you look, you got a Vic 2 tag. Hey, someone posted on Instagram. Did you see that in the back window? I don't know. My glasses all fucked up. Yeah, the movie. Yeah, if you look, you see, I don't even know what the movie was, but it was out of a movie, and you see a Vic 2 tag in the rear view mirror of the car. That was pretty cool.
That's sick.
Yeah, absolutely. So today, the ride is today. Who catches your attention? I know it's a hard question to ask, but you got to see something out there. You can't just see pavement, you know, tracks, wall. You got to see something while you're walking through. What catches your eye? Who catches your eye?
SEO and Panic really get me excited.
Panic and who? I'm sorry?
SEO.
Ah, SEO.
SEO, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do they push? SB?
Yeah, SB.
Stay Banging? Yeah, they're pretty dope. They do everything on foot, which I think is amazing. That's like inspirational.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because they're all city many times over.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that they do it all on foot is like incredible.
Well, I mean,
well, most
we,
of it on
we,
foot.
We like to drive around it, you know, now, but foot was, but you know what? I can't even say I did foot. Never.
I did foot.
I always foot drove. Before. Fuck the foot. The only time I actually walked is if we were on a
you
track.
You gotta really
or something.
Be dedicated to like go on foot. You know, like you're taking trains, then you're walking yeah, the line. It's like oh
dedicated
my God.
Or being lazy is two different things. But
yeah, they have a lot of street spots.
A lot of street spots, right, a lot of rooftops. You know, they do stompers, they do straight letters. I think they're very well-rounded riders.
So I know you get into that jetpack shit. I don't like those fucking ladders.
I'm not with it.
Yeah, it's good sometimes, but it's not good all the time, you know, because you got to carry the shit, you know.
Like, yeah.
You park, you know, you carry it, like somebody carried a paint and you carry the ladder. And
causes too much attention.
Yeah, and then you got to, you know.
It just takes too long. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to do what I got to do, and then I'm out.
But when we hit the spot, it's like, oh, wow. You know, we came off. You know, we floating or something. Or,
yeah.
Oh, we had to use the ladder to get on the roof.
It's dope. You're right. Yeah. It is dope to a certain extent, but I don't know. Me, I'm not. I don't care.
I like using it as like an access. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if there's no way to climb this building, all right, we're going to throw up the jet, and we'll get there. That's cool. But
most of the time we
like,
climb.
Yeah, most of the time we climb. But like we caught a really sick roof over the winter. Like we needed the jetpack for that. There's nobody on that roof. There's no way you can get to that roof unless you had a jet. That's cool. Like if you're using it for access. But I think like to just float everything. I mean, I get it, but it's just not for me.
But see, I'm not feeling the part where you got to climb up the ladder, start your shit, fill it.
You
go back down,
move
it over.
After a while, I caught the hang of it. Like I'll do my E and then the side of my D.
You gotta size yourself.
You know, then
you gotta size yourself.
But it's a pain going up and down. Like you really sweat. Like I'll sweat.
Oh hell yeah! And not only that, you could kill yourself fucking falling off that motherfucker.
Yeah,
we did some skateboard park over by the fuck is that 181st Street?
Yeah, I did that before.
Put a ladder up, and I was like, "Yo, fuck it, let me catch a quick throwy up there." I went up there. I was like, "These motherfuckers crazy. I'd rather hang off the side of a fucking building than climb up that shit." And I don't know. I guess it's just me, but
So, I mean, you know, I don't think it's for everybody. I think that's why there's certain people that just float their lives away, you know, and then there's other people that just hit streets, you know?
Yeah. But a lot of these guys are using it. I got to give it to 143. 143, 6.
Loose, Pen.
Ages.
Bro. Yeah. All those R2B kids, floater life.
Those R2B kids catching like 30-foot floaters.
that's sick, though. That's
like
sick.
Two ladders attached to each other. Like, yeah. You know, floating on top of shit.
They should get some type of scaffolding going on there.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
fucking roller. That's some fucking crazy shit. So you liking the tunnel action, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a tunnel queen right here.
Tunnel queen.
True.
I really love the tunnels a whole lot.
No fear.
Not anymore.
Don't care.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Except no clearance. I get very, very anxious in no clearance.
Yeah, no clearance.
Even if, you know, like, with no clearance, it's typically, most of the times, it's not really no clearance, but still.
Okay, I got a trivia question, but let's just say argument's sake. I mean, you're still here, so obviously you're doing something, right? If, God forbid, you're in a no clearance, straight tube, one track, no access to southbound or northbound.
I've been in one of those before. It's okay. Not a good time.
And you see the Skull and Bones, which is the candy stripes. Train's coming. What are you going to do?
Shit.
Die.
I'm sure there's like...
I'm dying.
I'm sure there's like one of those lights, you know? Like,
pray to God.
I'm sure there's like one of those lights.
Come on,
there.
You should know.
I always thought, I swear to God, I always thought about just like laying down and letting the train roll over me. But I never knew if there was like really enough that you could do. But that would be what I would do.
But how about those lights? You know, that would be green or red. You can't hide right on the side of those.
Well, the problem isn't the light, because the light is up. Correct? You feel me? You understand what I'm saying, right? The problem is the train has shoes. I don't know if you realize that.
The shoe that goes things the third
like this,
rail.
Right? Yeah.
Like
this? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
That shoe is on the bottom of the train, mm-hmm. and that's where you are. Right. So, I mean, not unless you grab a light and climb up it, the shoe is what gets you. Mm. If you're not on the third rail and you're on the other side of a no clearance, basically, there's really no clearance. I mean, thin or not. Right. Let's just say you do have that much clearance. Those shoes will get you. Mm. So that's, you know, if you notice, the platforms, if you jump down a platform and look underneath the platform, there's space there.
Right.
Now, notice there's no third rail there. Right. Because people that fall off try to jump back up, which it's almost impossible if you don't know what you're doing to jump back up. Third rail is always on the other side.
Right.
Okay, so the same thing when you walk down into the tunnel. The third rail isn't really there. It's when you walk a few feet that it jumps back over to the other side.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Now, the tunnel itself, when you're in a no clearance, you could just lay into the trough. You know, the sewer system?
Yeah, those spaces.
It's
in the floor.
They call
gross
it a few
hell,
things.
But if I gotta
save
my life, I'm doing it.
It's nasty. I broke my rib in that shit. It's fucking disgusting.
Oh, man.
But
if you have to save your life, then you gotta do it.
Yes, because
I actually saw an article, a dog, like his owner fell into the tracks and he dragged his owner into like that space, laid on top of him. The train rolled over them.
Yeah.
And they,
I mean, do you ever notice how big the wheels are on a fucking train? They're
huge.
Fucking big.
Yeah.
They are big. So there's plenty of clearance underneath. I mean, what do they say? Don't try this at home type of shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try it, but you could clear, especially you and you. I mean, it's the only way, and a lot of people panic. I've seen people fall and start running back to the platform at a train station to try to get up. And a lot of people die like that. They get cut in half. They're fine. Once they move that train, they're done.
Right.
Instead of trying to jump up on a platform, because half of these fucking people aren't going to pull you up because they don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
Just go into the center of the track. I mean, I shouldn't be saying this shit, but hey, fuck it. It is what it is.
Survival tips by Oski.
Yeah. it's facts, though. It's just, seriously. I mean, because when you're down there and you hear that train coming, 90% of the time you're not going to hear it coming until it passes you. And then by then it's too late. So you got to hear the...
The clicking.
The little click on the porcelain. And that when you hear that click, click, that's when you know to get the fuck out of there. So tell me a story.
Ooh.
Come on, I know you got tunnel stories.
Yeah, I do.
Tell the listeners. Forget me. I'm just here sitting down with you.
All right, this was a really shitty time, real shitty time in the tunnels. But we made it out, and I'm very thankful for that. All right, so we're in, me and my homie, actually, he doesn't even write. We were just, like, just kind of chilling for whatever reason. We're in the tunnels, all those dead tracks, that whole network of dead tracks, like from, you know, 2nd Ave on the F line down to, like, Bowery, Canal, Chambers. Is it Chambers? I think it's Chambers, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
Chambers. I'm going to say it's Chambers. I'm not sure. So we're in these tracks, and it's, like, winter time, so it's fucking freezing down there. And it's getting, like, really late, and we were trying to get out. There's, like, a part of the tracks where it branches out into the Manhattan Bridge. And we weren't paying attention because we just started, you know, kind of wilding and talking too much shit. So we missed it. And we end up walking straight into Chambers. And by this time, it's freezing. We're cold. We're just, like, ready to go. But it's all bad because there's cameras everywhere. Every single entrance to the tunnel. It was actually pretty cool. Shout out to Jedi 5, by the way, and Vise. Those NYCX kid tunnel gods.
I see a lot of Vise tags down there.
Yeah, super inspirational. So it was cool. Like, I feel like the silver lining in this big cloud was that I saw this really dope Jedi 5 piece that I had only ever seen in a book before. So I'm like, all right, cool. That's dope. And we just didn't know how we were going to get out of this tunnel because there's so many people on the platform. It's like a terrorist target at this point, and mm-hmm. there's cameras everywhere. So we run back in a little deeper to the tunnel, hoping that the cameras didn't catch us, and we cover our face. And we run out of the tunnel as the J train is approaching. So we're just like, please, like, don't let the... We're hoping that the conductor doesn't honk the horn, mm-hmm. letting us know that he saw us. He didn't see us. I don't know how, but I'm not mad about it. So we get on the platform, and we get on the train. And we just get on the first train. We don't even live on the J. We're just like, yo, fuck that. We're getting on this train right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
We're out. So we get on the train, and then the train gets held in the station. And I'm looking at my boy like, oh, my God, it's all bad. They knew. They saw us. They're looking for us. Like, what felt like forever, it was probably only 2 minutes, but it felt mm-hmm. like forever. The train pulls out of the station. I'm like, oh, my God, we're good. And as the train is going through the tunnels, we weren't even in there, like I said, maybe like 120 seconds before. And there's like 12 work bombs in the tunnel. Oh, I'm just like, holy. Shit, that would have been so bad.
They wouldn't have chased you.
I don't know, dude. 12 of them? I don't know.
You gotta look for the colors.
Somebody's gotta be Superman out of all 12 of them.
They have certain colors of certain positions. And then again, I'm not gonna say it here, but the ones that are easy, they're orange. Because they don't do shit. No, I'm not going to say their positions, but
I think they were blues.
Blue, that's they're actually workers.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of blues.
They were blues.
Mm-hmm. They actually do work.
A great story is that me and that same homie threw a fantastic birthday party in the tunnel. It
really?
Was awesome. Yeah.
A birthday party. How many people did you have?
It was
by invite only, obviously.
No. It was probably like, what, 12 of us?
I forgot about that. Yeah, we had a party.
Oh, man, that was a great
party.
Time.
How long were you in there?
We were in there for what, maybe like 2-3 hours.
Yeah, we painted.
We had enough time to get drunk, smoke a couple blunts.
Not for nothing,
but
some of your pictures. Some of your pictures are fucking off the hook.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should take me to one of those.
Shout out to Fabricio.
Yes. Shout out to that man.
Photographer.
Yeah.
SGT, same gang tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And this is recent, obviously. So you have a party, 2-3 hours in a tunnel, no problem.
No problem.
What borough, if you don't mind me asking?
Manhattan.
Yeah. Ah.
Very
Deadline?
Cool, very cool.
It was really nice.
It's dead and live at the same time.
At the same time.
And we could definitely talk about that off the air.
Absolutely, I'm down. Shit. Maybe we could have
a birthday
party.
We'll invite you to the next shindig for sure.
Yeah, I'm down. Shit, I got paint.
Yeah.
Got paint?
Got paint.
I love that. I sold a lot of those shirts. I got the fucking tag with a crink and fucking put it on a t-shirt, and I did pretty good with that one.
Yeah, I don't have no crazy stories about the tunnels, but like I could tell you about my first time in tunnels.
Ooh, tell us.
Like, man, you should have a million stories. I mean, you're like fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, you
truck
call me
man,
a super. The super. They used to call me a super.
El super.
El super.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us. I mean, because listen, I'm sure listeners, the thing with my show, I like to get everybody. You know, writers, photographers, whoever wants to listen.
Yeah.
And I know people flicking your shit got to be saying, yo, how the fuck this motherfucker do it?
Yeah, they'll call me Spider-Man, you know, Edo Monkey, El Super, you know, like, I just look at shit and I'd be like, oh, it's, I could climb this, you know?
He'll look at something that there's nowhere to fucking climb, and he'll be like, oh, I could climb that.
She'll tell you, like, she'll tell you, like, I don't know how this nigga climb. I'll be like, yo, it's right there.
There was
there.
One
spot right
he
there.
Did in Harlem, and everybody was asking me, because they knew I looked out for him. They're like, yo, but how did he do it? I'm like, I'm telling you, I saw the whole thing, but I couldn't tell you.
I use my fingertips.
I just don't know.
Wow.
That's I don't know. That's my thing. Like, I fucking climb. Like,
El mono.
Monkey.
And were you, wait, when you were a kid, did you like, you know, like climbing shit?
Yeah, I always
know?
Climbed the trees, whatever, gates, whatever the
and
fuck.
And you didn't
you know?
Give a fuck.
I didn't give a
so
fuck.
So now,
like,
a little older, you don't mind, and you still like to climb.
Yeah, I just see, like, I just look at it and just be like, yo, this is how you climb. Like, let's go. And she'll be like, yo, I don't see what you see. I'll be like, all right, let me do it. And
even
like,
these rooftops, like, I'll call him. I'll be like, yo, Ed, I found this gangster rooftop, boy. We gonna do this. And I'll be like, all right, I saw it. This is how you do it. He's like, all right, cool. I'm gonna check it out. He'll go to check it out, and he'll call me as he's checking it out. Like, yo, the way you said was the dumbest way I ever fucking heard. This is how you do it. And I'm just like, oh, damn.
So basically,
like,
you just trust what he says.
Yeah, I'll do whatever he says, because I know that's his area of expertise. You know what I mean? Like, he's the climber. He does roofs. I do street spots. I like tunnels.
Tunnels.
You know? So it's like, that's him, and then
hell.
That's me. Yeah. So,
for real.
Yeah, not for nothing. Down in those tunnels are hell. So, close calls, you know.
I never had no heights. Close calls.
No?
No. Like,
good for
not,
you.
Not the both of us together. I've had close calls with other people, but never us. I think we got a pretty good system.
I never, like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's important.
The way we work together is like...
Like no other.
Like no other.
You'll never have
like,
a better partner. I mean,
exactly.
If you work
no,
the way
I really
you work...
No, I really won't. I truly won't.
Mm-hmm.
I'll feel comfortable. I feel like the shit is legal when I'm with her. Like, that's for real.
Yeah.
Unless otherwise, you know? Like, she'd be like, yo, chill. You know, chill. But we're not out there, like, trying to get, like, a million spots in one night. You know, we get, like, one, two, maybe three, or, you know, depending on how we feel, you know? Like,
yeah, it depends how you, yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, at the end of the day, they add up.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yep.
You know, at the end of the day, they all add up, and, you know?
That's it. It's like credits just, in a fucking you know, game.
Just being consistent, you know? It's not every day, maybe, you know? It depends, you know.
And I think that's important too. Like being consistent is probably the most important thing, because there's a lot of writers who will come out and have a great winter, and
yeah,
then you don't hear from them the next winter, spring.
There's like, a lot of seasonal
so
writers.
So what was all that for? You know what I mean? Like that's how I feel. Like why'd you do that?
It was there for
that?
The rush, I guess.
Yeah.
Seasonal writers, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Well, hey, listen, it just makes you that much better. You know, so no close calls.
Nah, I never had no close
not even
call.
Like, not even like a slip, like, oh,
no,
shit.
No slipping, nothing, like.
Damn.
You know, thank God, you know,
knock
on wood.
Great
time
to knock on wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of wood over here.
This is over here somewhere, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah,
wow.
Like, so far, I've been blessed, you know, like.
So, and not even a chase, nothing?
Well, one time I was in Brooklyn, but I was in the dead tracks, you know, like freight tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Some cop came, I'm over there with, you know, I'm in a tracks painting with Josh, you know, my homie Josh, RTK.
Mm-hmm.
So we painting and stuff, and we smoking a blunt, and he's like, yo, the boys. So I look, I was like, oh, shit, the boys. We start running, and the cops be like, hey, stop running. So I turn around, stick my middle finger out. I'm not stopping, you crazy? That's the closest I ever got to, like, anything like that.
And did they continue to chase?
No, he stopped because, you know, the cops is, like, lazy.
Yeah.
So once we kept going, like, it was over, you know? But that was the closest I ever got to, like, something, you know, getting chased.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Like, most of the time we out there, like, we always, like, on point, like, she'll be like, yo, even if there's a person walking ad. Like, no. Like, chill. Mm-hmm. You know? Cause,
nah,
like,
sure. You never know who's going to, you know, be Superman you never know who for the day. Is. Like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, like,
absolutely.
I'm going to call the cops. Like,
so, you know, whatever she say, I'll be like, all right. You know, I trust her word all the time. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's people that don't give a fuck, and then there's people that are cautious.
Yeah, like, there's people that don't give a fuck. They're just,
Yeah, you don't give a fuck until you get bagged.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, like, that's the thing. Till you get caught. You know, everybody's fucking, you know,
but
Superman,
I'm not,
Superwoman.
We're not, yeah, exactly. We're not out there trying to be Superman, Superwoman.
Yeah,
like,
nah, it's not worth it.
We the kings and whatever, you know, like.
The dynamic duo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's we good, do our it's thing, a good you know? System. That's it. That, well, you know, you gotta be careful because you never know. Just like Lex said, it's who's going to be a superhero, exactly. You know. Yeah, like, even with cars, you know, you
yeah,
today.
Yeah, cars too, like.
Today,
to try to be
when
at
I used to
tell.
Have a car, I've been pulled over many times by a yellow cab.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm
mean?
Saying.
Like,
you never you know who's driving what. I mean, because if they impound your car, that car, if they impound your car for whatever reason,
yeah.
That car is not in the fucking pound. Them fucking cops are driving it around, fucking looking for whatever they're looking for, whether they're vandal squad, not knocks, or whatever it is. They use your car. Those are facts. So... You never know who's in the car. Sometimes it's like, yeah, yeah, go ahead. I don't know, I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to let that car go.
Right.
You know, I got ballsy, you know, back then in the 90s. You know, it was like me and my partner knew we would do our thing, and we were the same way with the lookout and stop and this and all of that shit. But then after a while, it was like, fuck that, because it, like, took too long. Because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's like, you know, you rocking a blockbuster, and then you got to sit and wait for him to do a blockbuster. Yeah. And it's like, all right, fuck it. And, you know, there were many times catching the side of the highways, people throwing bottles,
you know,
fucking trying to run you
doing
over.
Highway spots.
Shout out to Spray, the fuck it king.
You know, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy. Even yeah. Rooftops, Mika Morgan.
Doing
Mika
highway
Morgan
spots
was
is
the
like
best.
Hot.
We're on top of the rooftop. They call it the hut. Right, Vic? It's amazing. I looked at this old school picture, and there's Vic 2 tag in there. There's fucking, oh, my God. That
nah,
was, what, 90, 91, whatever? Nah, it's way past. But anyway, that rooftop was funny because you had to climb it from the front. There was a little window with bars. I'm not a climber. I really couldn't give two fucks. But New was like, yo, just grab onto the window, pull yourself up, and then go up the drain pipe. And that's exactly how we got up, right?
That sounds like me. That
so we get up to the rooftop, and it's a hut. It's like fucking rounded and shit. Yeah. To do the filling, you're walking on the wall. That's how big this shit was. So we're over there doing our thing, and now that exit, Mika Morgan, you're coming down the ramp, and people were actually stopping. Getting out of their car, saying, hey, fucking asshole. You know, whatever the fuck you could imagine, throwing bottles and shit.
Not down.
And we
not
look
down.
In and we're like, fuck you. You know, but, oh, my God, that was so much
we done
fun.
We done hit, like, highway spots and this car's like, and it's like,
beep,
you know,
beep, as I drive by, I'm like,
you just
got
to keep going, I guess, you know?
Yeah, on the highway spots. I mean, you hear the car.
Highways is crazy.
You hear it locking up. I mean, you know, that's pretty much get the fuck out of there type of shit. Nah, there was so many close calls back then. But the difference back then and today is superheroes. Because before, if someone saw you bombing, they wouldn't want to fuck with you type of shit. But these fucking iPhones, it's
very terrible.
It's fucking horrible. Street cameras. Everybody has a fucking phone. Everybody's clicking a picture. Back in my day. And Vic, right? We used to fucking roll around with Polaroids or fucking those disposable joints.
Big ass so flash.
Yo, now it's just, you know, you fucking, this phone, it's funny. This phone, you have navigation.
That phone is the new computer. That's a little computer right there.
It's got navigation. It's got a flashlight. It's got fucking a calendar on it. This thing does everything. It even pays you fucking bills. Back then, a phone, a cell phone was a fucking brick. You know, you had a beeper. You had to go to a payphone.
I had a beeper.
You had to carry fucking quarters. I don't know.
Yeah, you used to use the payphone.
Everything's
pay
fucking.
Phone.
Everything's different. Same thing with the paint game. Like all these designer cans cost money. You know, You, I like the way you look at shit. You know, fucking Home Depot, rack your shit, you're done, thrust those. It's free, it's me. But, you know, me and Vic being a bit old school, right, Vic? Vic, come on, man, say what's up on the mic, brother. Come on, ain't nobody gonna fucking see you. Oh, shit, you see what you look like? Look, you don't even know how to talk into the microphone. Hold on, go ahead, Vic, say what's up. Say what's up.
Yo, Vic 2 in the house, saying what's up to all my peeps. Shout out to Fuck Crew, GFY, HL, you know what's up.
And go fuck yourself.
And go fuck yourself.
And that's what's up. Yo, Vic, that fucking Polaroid shit, right?
Yo, why are you giving away our age, though?
Dude, I'm 36, bro. You know, I started bombing when I was fucking 3 years old.
People still using Polaroids, though, to be honest.
Are they?
Yeah, she.
They still sell that shit?
Hell yeah.
She used Polaroids.
Yeah? Wow. Mm-hmm. Yep. Damn, I need to go to the store more often. Like I said, you go online, you buy whatever you want right here. You don't even have to go to a store.
Buy a Polaroid with that.
Yeah.
Through your phone.
They really make Polaroids?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't know that. I'm serious. It's like fucking those throwaway cameras.
Yeah, disposables. We use disposables too. Yeah.
They still, you could actually develop film still?
Yeah. Film is not dead.
Oh my God! Well, they used to have those little fucking photo. What the fuck were they called? Photo hut or some shit. It used to be like a little fucking like a little shed. It used to go into like a CVS parking lot.
They used to have this little fucking. I don't know about that one.
I can't remember the name of it, but you used to drop your film off, and when you know 2-3 days later.
Yeah, there's still spots that you drop your film off, and then a few days later you come pick it up. You pay for it, you know, and then. You get the prints, you get the negatives.
The scans in your email. Right. So that's how they, you know, revolutionized it for the new time. They send you your scans in your email.
Oh, all right. Well, still, I still didn't.
They still ask you if you wanted double. You know how you used to get double? Yeah.
Right.
You want the white border, you want a regular, you want a gloss, a matte. Yeah.
Then later on, everybody started giving you doubles regardless.
Now you ask if you want doubles or not, you know?
That's hilarious.
But it's still out there.
It's a good time.
I really didn't know that.
You know, it's funny because one time I worked inside this...
come on, get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Remember those booths that used to you gotta work by yourself?
Get down here so people can hear you because all you hear is like... All
right, so this is the story. One time I was working in this photo booth.
Hold on. I got to give Vic a quick lesson. Get a little closer. Don't be shy. Right here. No. You got to get on the microphone. This is a recording. It's not fucking hanging out and everybody's listening in. Right there.
All right. So let me tell a story about one time when I was young, like 17 years old. I was working in one of those photo booths where you by yourself. Remember, it was like downtown Fulton.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So you know what happened? I gave away all the shit inside the booth because I didn't know how to charge for it. Got fired the next
day. I'm gonna come to you.
Yeah, you did.
Did you steal anything at least?
I ain't steal shit though. I was a good kid back then.
And no throwaway cameras, nothing?
Nah, no throwaway cameras. Damn. I just gave away everybody that came for their pictures. I just gave it to them.
That's fucking crazy.
It's Christmas today and shit.
That's fucking funny shit.
The Vic 2 special.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I would like to actually see one. I can't remember the name of it. What were the name of those places?
It was like Kodak, one of those.
Yeah, but there was another one, Photo Hut.
Photo Hut, yeah.
That's what it was, right? Yeah, Photo Hut?
Yeah, they put my crazy ass in there. I gave away everything.
Jesus Christ.
Everything.
Oh, boy. That's good shit. So, street bombing. Any beef?
No beef.
Because I see you pretty clean straight through. I don't see nobody ragging you or ragging anybody.
Anybody got time for that?
Anybody got time for that, exactly. Like, we out there just doing our thing.
Yeah. Listen, I really,
we got beef, it's because somebody hated.
I really don't like bringing up beef, but the only reason why I ask is because I don't see it. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, ironic.
We're pretty much respectful with our shit, you know? Like,
yeah, I'd say we're respectful writers.
Yeah, most of the time, like, our own spots or, you know, like... We're not over there, you know, we're not out here, like, hugging niggas' feelings.
Yeah,
or
no jocking nobody,
no clipping,
whatever you want to call
it. Come
on,
stop trying to clip me to take a flick to put it on Instagram.
Yo,
stop
and all you people who want to catch a fucking floater tag, yo, get a life, all right? Do a fucking filling. I hate that shit. For the picture, that's what I hate.
You
want to
tag on top
Instagram?
Of my shit, you want to tag in the bottom of my shit, the middle of people's feels. Like, come on, you don't fit there, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. A lot of people, you know... Me, me personally, if you're going to clip my shit, I really don't give a fuck.
A lot of people don't clip my shit, but they'll make this shit go behind my shit. But
Stop hugging me.
Can I ask a question now that we're talking about clipping? How do you guys feel about that old rule, fillings over tags? And
you know what? You had mentioned to me one time, Vic, too. He's like, yo, if you ever go over my tag, yeah, just throw me up. And I was like, you know, I got you. Yeah. He's like, yo, you hit everything. You know what I'm saying? Just throw me up. Like,
how you feel about that, Lex?
How about you, Lex?
All right. Fillings go over tags all day. I don't care how you feel about it. Don't hit me up on Instagram talking about why you went over my tag. You should have did a filling. That's not my problem. I get it. I get it and I don't get it when people are like, oh, you did a straight over my filling. And I think the only reason, I think the only reason why I get it is because I'm a bomber, you know? Yeah. It's a very rare occasion that you're going to see me doing a straight. I'll do them, but, you know, it's not often. So I get the respect for the fillings. But for tags, it's like, oh, please, give me a break.
Yeah, mostly tags, I'm going to do a fill. Unless we in the tunnels.
Like, it took you 30 seconds to do that. And even at my best, let's say I came with a Molotov. Even at my best, it took me 3 minutes. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm putting in the time that you're not. I'm putting in, you know, I'm risking more of, like, my freedom, my life, you know, to do this than you did. It's anybody could do a tag, you know? But it's like, for you to really take that time on a hot boy spot or wherever it may be, even if it's not a hot boy spot, you know what I mean? And to really do it.
I respect that.
Then, you know, I feel like, all right, you got to just respect it. That's how I feel.
You know what I don't like? Let's just say you have a nice, you know, a big size tag. Someone comes to do a fill-in. Half of your tag is sticking out. That, I think, is bullshit. You know, fuck the piece over. You didn't go over me. You left half of my shit there. That I don't like. Because that's like, oh, fuck him. I saw his tag. You know, and now
I agree with you. I feel like that's disrespectful. Because
if you're going to go over it,
everybody's taking
a
risk. Everybody's taking a risk out there, whether it's the tagger, whether it's...
But listen, beef... Filling,
I think we're always going to have that debate about
beef
that.
Beef brings you fame, but, you know, then it depends.
But it's cheap fame. You know what I mean? Like, why do you even want fame like that? Your shit ain't going to... The minute you stop writing, your shit is gone.
Right, okay, I understand
some
that.
Some brothers are dirty like that.
There's so many different aspects of the game today, but me personally, like I said, all right, if someone clips my shit, I don't care. But if they're going to, I mean, I'm not the tagging type. I mean, now I'm getting into the tagging type because, you know, I'm hanging out with Vic, too. Big shout out to Vic, too. Right, Vic?
No doubt.
But if someone's going to go over my tag and you could see an AL and half an S... That to me is disrespectful. Maybe that'll cause me to start the beef and go over your shit. You know, because
I
go over
see
people,
like an OG, you know, still doing his thing. I mean, I feel like
depends.
there's a lot of space out there. There's a lot of freaking gates. Like, why do you need to go where you see that OG on his gate? That's my question. Not to you in particular, out there to all you writers. Like, what's the purpose? To me, it looks like you're trying to catch fame off of the gate that I hit first.
Like, when you told me about that, like, I understood what you meant, you know, because you're out there tagging, you know, like, tagging, boom, 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 you know, because at the same time, you're risking your life, too, you know, but, like, at the same time, like, I'm trying to get the spot, you know, too, you know, and if I see, if it's an open gate to me, like, that's an open gate, you know, like, there's tags there, you know, like, oh, there's an outline there, I'm going to go, you know,
So listen to what Edo said today, peoples. If he goes over Vic 2, he's going to put Vic 2 inside after. That's what's up. That's respect.
Yeah, like, I think it depends, too, who the writer, as far as tags go. Like, am I really going to do a fill-in over an easy tag? I'm probably not. You know what I mean? Because easy doesn't really do fill-ins. You know, so why am I going to take that out?
Yeah.
He's legendary. He's far beyond my time. I'm going to let that rock.
Exactly.
The same thing goes for tunnels, too. Like, all these rules, I don't even follow these rules when it comes to the tunnels. Because shit in the tunnels is so prehistoric that even if it is a tag, I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to go over it because that's legendary.
Yeah,
you know
there's
what
a
I
lot
mean?
Of
that
old
there's
stuff
some,
in the
there's
tunnels.
There's some spots that'll rock, but there's some spots in the tunnel that, you know, after a month or two, you can't even see the shit. So.
Yeah.
I understand your point. Fuck it. I'm doing what I'm doing.
Shout out to Kills.
Shout out to Kills White, for sure.
There
White.
You go.
My sponsor.
Out in Brooklyn, there's so much history in those fucking tunnels. I got pictures that I seen recently from 79, 81, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, she took me to a spot. It's like history. Like decades.
I can't remember the actual stop, you know, what part of the tunnel it was, but there was, damn, fucking Revolt shit, Zephyr shit, yeah. Sane,
yes,
Smith.
Yes.
Damn, the list goes on. Fucking
Spec, Sonny, Slick.
There was one point where dope. I actually took the picture, and there had to be about 20, 30 tags, and it's still rocking. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 81. I got to look through my pictures. And that was last year.
Old school.
You're talking 30 fucking years, you know, of history where people respected it. It all depends.
How can a brother go over a Smith tag?
Yeah,
well, that's you know that's a
you
that's,
never do that.
That's a new jack that comes out that has no fucking clue about anything.
By history, don't know.
Don't
history.
Give a fuck, and it figures he's just getting the spot.
Right.
You know, people like that, you got to smack them up a little bit, and you got to let them know, yo, can't be doing that shit.
It's like a refs page.
Mm, yeah,
we're not even gonna shout out the toy. who goes over all these refs? And he says Rez. Please, if y'all niggas do y'all history, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Fucking dumb. Gets me mad. I'm really passionate about tunnel graffiti. That's like really my favorite.
But you bugging me out because I, you know, I love the tunnels myself, and
yeah.
You got
I'm too old for that shit.
Hot? No, you're not.
Hell yeah, I don't do.
Oh,
that.
Stop!
Big
nah.
Two out here
shit.
In the streets.
That's it.
Vic, dude, the first time I went to the tunnels,
I bring you into the tunnel. You're gonna crazy. Fucking. Forget about
nah,
it.
All I think about is getting electrocuted down there.
Nah.
You won't get electrocuted if you know what you're looking at.
Shit.
First time I went to the tunnels, I had khaki pants on.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And you came out looking
came
like charcoal,
black.
Right?
I came out looking like a bum.
Yeah, you
can
throw those out.
Yeah, now you
got to
have...
I gotta
have
I had no gloves. I was
oh,
like,
no, you need gloves.
Listen, though. I was twisted.
Yeah, well, twisted
I
or not.
I came out of there, I was like, yo.
Yeah. Yo, people see you coming out like that, they're going to be like, what the fuck? You know, just, you gotta have gloves.
I have to hold that down.
Got to have gloves because those tunnels, and you, sweetheart, I hope you got gloves on.
Yo, yeah, she's like...
The shit down there is shit that you wouldn't fucking touch in a garbage can.
Exactly.
That's true, though.
That fucking soup in the middle of the track?
Oh, no,
oh.
I didn't...
Damn.
We don't went in tunnels where it's just like nothing but soup dripping, like,
yeah.
Like
snot that's boogers in the winter
nasty.
From the ceilings.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Dude.
That shit is disgusting.
What is
that? Oh, you don't want to know.
No, I don't.
You don't want to
know.
And
right,
that orangey one, you ever see the orangey yep. one hanging that, from the top?
Oh,
my God. And that shit stinks.
That's why I don't go down there, brother.
Oh, listen.
Stay on the
listen.
Surface.
That's like they say, you know. You never driven a sports car till you've driven an American-made Corvette type of shit, right? Maybe you don't even know about that, but you got to try the shit. You got to experience the fucking tunnel just one time.
Never.
I'll take you for a quick tour.
You never catch the Baptist.
It's nice.
No?
Baptist.
Come on, Baptist.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
El Baptist.
Listen, they're going to have a party in that tunnel there, man. We got to go.
And you're going to be sad you didn't come.
If we got that invite,
I mean,
we got to go.
Party, though, I'm going, though.
All
yeah,
right.
So see? Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
Right,
just make sure you wear some fucking dirty boots.
Yeah.
Yo, you got to try it once, man. Ain't nothing wrong. Even if you don't bomb, just go down there, get the shit scared out of yourself, and then fucking go pray to the Baptist
that's
over there,
crazy.
And you're fucking good to go.
I wasn't even scared. I was like, I felt like I was in a museum or something. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this...
Yeah,
wow.
It is nice. It's nice. When you down it, especially when you come off with fucking a couple of tags.
And then when
man.
You see the train pass by, it's like, wow. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
crazy.
I love trains, too. See, so it's just like the best of both worlds. It's like
thing,
sick graffiti, and then it's like
the
these.
Thing with tunnel bombing, though, you got to get the spots with the lights.
Exactly.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
You got to get the spots with the lights, and then you also got to remember you need the height.
Yeah.
Now, when you're on a bench wall, let's see, bench wall, you could actually go lower because the windows, you got to envision the train driving by, and that's where you got to get your tag.
Man, shout out to RD and Lace, by the way, on that note. They did a fantastic job on the 6th line. All window level tags,
yeah.
Like straight. Ah. It's incredible. From like 59th all the way to 125th.
Yeah, I
on the
heard
express
about
track, on the local
on
track.
It.
Like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yep. Yeah, I heard about that. Shout them out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, shout
them
out.
Do your thing.
Hit this Stompers, let me live.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Gonna start doing rollers too or what?
No rollers? I never tried rollers.
I don't know. I can't see the roller.
I did my first roller a few weeks ago. It was exhausting.
Yeah.
It was tiring.
I don't think rollers... You got to have some type of fucking skill to do a roller because you're over there pushing that fucking pole.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a workout.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 907 boys.
There's a lot of people that do rollers.
Huh? These are roller kings.
Roller kings.
Exactly.
Cash Four, Smells, Droid.
Yeah.
Go ahead, name them. Hey, okay. I'll give you this seat. I'll go sit on the other side. Name them. Go ahead. Go. That's pretty good. I like that. You know,
I've been
seeing
those revs. Revs be killing it with those rollers on the roof.
Yeah.
Revs? Yeah. I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, a lot of history in the tunnels.
I wouldn't mind trying it.
I wouldn't mind trying it either, but.
As long as I don't gotta get on the ladder, Al, I'm good.
Who, you on the ladder?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As long as I don't gotta get on the ladder.
Oh, I thought you said you're gonna get on the ladder. I'm like, bullshit, who you bullshit?
I did that one time on North Chenard with my boys, and yo, that's the last time.
Nah, I'm not I'm not feeling that shit. I'm not feeling that shit at all.
And then those jet packs, they don't look too sturdy when you're rolling them up.
The things is like 13 pounds. Like,
God forbid that shit, you going up to the top and that shit just click, 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 and boom, you fucking done.
Can you
done.
Imagine?
If you press the button by accident, like a few levels will go down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd shit in my pants right there. Fuck that. I don't know, man. It, you know, it's a do or a don't thing. I mean, if you're with somebody and they're doing it, all right, fuck it. But I don't think...
that's the only reason I did it.
I mean, if I racked up a jetpack, maybe I would, but I wouldn't pay for it. How much are those fucking things?
I don't know. I didn't pay for mine either.
Well, how many feet is that? Like,
she paid for it.
What are they, 18?
13? Mine is 13. Yeah, but yeah, there's 13. Some that go up to 30 feet.
It's 13, 15, jetpacks. Like 30, you know, like, yeah.
And what do they cost?
$3.99.
Well, $3.99. Yeah, I know they're free, but somebody's got to have some type of fucking price.
Maybe like 100 to like maybe, I don't know.
Really? No, because I don't know. I never looked. Yeah, I'm sure everything's $100 today. Everything in their mother's a fucking $100.
Yeah, that's the new dollar bill.
Yeah, dollar bill, y'all. That's a little too old school for you. Maybe. I don't know. Edo, how old are you? 15?
Yeah, I'm 11.
You're 11?
I'm 11.
Lex, you're 11 too?
Yeah, I've been stuck on, you know, like the age 17 for many years.
Yeah,
now,
I think my last birthday, I think I was Schmebendine.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
I came out pretty fucked up, but it sounded pretty good at the same time. Listen, that a number's a number.
That's, I'm legal.
That's it.
Legal age.
Yeah, I just got my driver's license. I'm good.
Fun.
I'm good. You got your license, Vic?
Yeah, I still got my license.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
thank that's God. Definitely what's up.
Not a permit, license.
A permit?
Yeah.
I just stopped riding my skateboard, and my daughter actually is my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
What?
Nah. I'm just fucking with you, man.
You all fucked up right
what's
now.
What's going on?
He's like, man, what the fuck are you talking about?
Nah.
I thought I knew the family.
Yeah, this is Jerry Springer.
It's an illusion, bro. It's an illusion. That's fucking funny. Oh, shit. So before we wrap this up, any shout outs? Yes, Chia, my daughter. Yes. Big shout out to my daughter, Chia. If I don't shout her out, she'd be pissed off on the way home.
Chia.
Shout him out.
A shout out, fellas.
Okay, Vic, you might as well jump in. Come on, shout him out.
I want them.
Shout him out.
Tell us what we, you know, what we gonna expect from them in the future. You know, where we going? Where's
Lex and
where's Edo going? Like, what are we gonna be looking at?
Just expect more consistency. That's about it. You know, like
more bombing in, you know, more bombs in New York, but more bombs everywhere too. Like,
yeah.
So we plan to go like state to state.
If we could go see, yeah, we'll do that.
That's dope.
It's already starting.
Not stuck in the same borough.
Never stuck in the same borough. Never.
Before we get into the shout outs, I just want to say December 12th, a Jam for Jams fundraiser at the Coda Lounge, 985 Flushing Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. There'll be Jam t-shirts for sale, artwork for sale by $10 raffle. All proceeds will go to the family. You know, people, wake the fuck up. Everybody help. You know, this is a sad, tragic thing. go support. It's a good cause. We lost Jams. You know, another writer gone.
R.I.P.
So, please, you know, I mean, there's so many people that passed. You can't even go down the list anymore. But December 12th, that's the place to be if you're free. You know, show some love and support, whether you knew him or you didn't. You know, it's another brother gone. And let's help out the family, because I always say family's first. You know, and big shout out to my brother, Sayre. That does our Alski show maps. Good brother. Him, Sloan, Smut Life in the Cut, Bid, Zeus, Below Poverty Level. You know, make sure you check out Uncle Meat Loves You for those dope rubber stamps. Word. If you get lazy with the fucking postals, you just fucking start blast stampers. Away.
Yeah.
And don't forget, by December 14th, send in your stickers or your maps to Invasion of the Stickers, another Brooklyn spot. And who we shouting out? I just needed to get that out. You know, very important, December 12th. So mark it. And I know, Vic, if you're available, I know you'd be there. If I'm working,
of course.
You know,
of course.
I'll see if I could, you know, help in any way otherwise.
I'll see too many heads to shout out, Alston, because then you got the brothers telling you why you didn't shout me out.
Well.
You know, I don't want nobody to catch feelings.
You don't want nobody catching feelings. All right. Exactly. Edo. Lex.
I want to shout out my squad.
Well, shout them out.
Hello.
Come on, where the squad? Who the squad?
Who the squad?
Yeah, who's the squad?
We got Pazu, Blue, Bruce.
Hey, there you go.
Fit Mario, Fab, MST.
Straight Gun and Tunnel Boys.
Lex.
Lex, shout out Lex. You know, I like her
shout out Lex.
Forte,
what
so
up?
To
shout
say.
Out Lex. I mean, you guys think she's talking tunnel, we talking tomboy. You know, let me tell you, it ain't nothing about tomboy about Lex.
Tomboy.
That's right.
Tomboy.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh, definitely not.
All respect
not.
To Edo. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Lex will school you on the tunnels.
That's right.
Oh, Lordy.
Come on, let him rip. Come on, Lex. I know you got it in you. You can finish the book after the interview.
I got a million shout outs.
A million. Go ahead. You got it.
All right. I've shouted out like a ton of people throughout this interview. So let's try to keep it short. Again, shout out to the SGT, the gang, Day One, A1. Shout out to Edo Monkey, my Ace Boon. Shout out to Edwin BTM, Snowman, Rat Kid. Shout out to Spray, Re-Ups.
Keep it going.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep this fucking ball
rattle on.
Shout out to
Cito. Another episode of the Alski Show. Go.
Vezo.
The Boogie Down Bronx.
Hell Gang.
The Brother Bids.
Shout out to Claw Money, the whole PMS gang, Miss 17.
17, Mom.
My mom.
I want to shout out Key up in the Bronx.
Oh, Key. Word. Shout out Key, too.
Come on. Shout don't forget Key.
Show me mad love.
Key, yeah. Yes. Yave, what's up?
Uncle Besta. Yeah. Who else we got?
Oh, man, Besta.
Doing his thing, too.
Come on. Keep it going.
For sure. All right, let's keep this going.
Keep it going.
Shout out to my homegirl, Sasha, and Nilla Bands.
Oh, Sasha Sweets.
Sasha Sweet Talk.
Nilla.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Those are the
Big
girls.
Big ups to the girls.
Big ups to the ladies.
Make sure you tell them to tune in.
Yeah, tune in, girls. If not, I'm going to send you this link any fucking way.
Better listen.
What else? Shout out to the R2B boys, killing. Shout out to the NYCX boys, killing. Shout out to the 907 boys, killing. What else?
Phone malfunction.
Shout out to Max Fish.
Shout out to Max fucking Fish. A special place, a holy place, Max Fish.
What did you say? Max what?
Max Fish.
Okay. In a holy place.
Yeah. What else?
No, shout out to everybody doing their thing, you know?
Yeah, shout out to anybody.
Ain't no hate in my blood, you know?
Never hate.
Shout out to Merc BBB. Very influential writer.
Shout out to Penn. Thanks for the love.
Also very influential. Yeah, man. Shout out to Uptown. Fuck
Uptown,
yeah.
Uptown Boogie Down.
Uptown Boogie Down.
Uptown Boogie Down. Harlem. Washington Heights. Every now and then, when
Harlem,
I feel like it.
Kane killing it up there in Harlem.
Kane, big Kane. Ups, big ups.
And, yeah, man, just shout out to everybody killing it. Shout out to everybody who's shown me love, who's shown Ed love.
Exactly.
Yeah, we definitely love you back.
If you ain't showing them love, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. You want to hate? You already know what to do.
Yeah, because I'm going to shove my name down your fucking throat until it makes you sick. So get used to it.
Yeah, I like this girl. This is some crazy sick, shit. Right? There ain't nothing wrong with that. Definitely nothing wrong with that. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get used to it.
Get used to it. That's it.
Get used to it.
Let me put my grown man hands on you.
That's hilarious. Wow, that's definitely one for the books in my book. So with that being said, big shout out to everybody. Another episode of the Alski Show under the belt buckle.
Yeah.
It's live, raw, and uncut. One love to my brother Vic 2. Go fuck yourself, crew.
Shout out to Vic 2.
Big shout out to Alex
and Era.
My brother Edo up in the Bronx.
And
you know,
Era.
Not for nothing, Edo. You know, you used to push my crew. You know, I got some pictures of your shit with OTC in there.
Yeah, you're right.
What's up with that?
You're right.
Big shout out to Edo, the Monster Stomper, Lex.
Oh, shout out to the I Am OK Boys. Word. Chick and Evac, the big brothers I never asked for, but I love them so very much.
Evac, Chick.
Yes.
Shout out to BYE, Fuck Who Pray.
There you go. There you go. Chia, you want to shout anybody out?
Shout out to Chia again.
Come on, Chia.
No doubt.
Shout out to my love, Vicky. Uh-oh, I didn't hear what she said.
She said shout out to Payne, OTC.
Yeah, rest in peace, Payne.
Rest in peace, my brother. Rest in Payne.
And we out like a trial, people.
Out one.
Peace. Rowing on cut. Special thanks to George at All The Right. Make sure you pick up your paint. Don't be cheap. Get your fucking asses up and out.
All The Rights.
All The Right.